John, the media is going to hype up this game. You're heading in Indianapolis. We all know the storyline. It's one big storyline. It's Peyton Manning returning home. I think he's too mature to take the bait on stuff. But I get the feeling. I'd like your reaction to this. I get the feeling Jim Irsay, who's king of the Twitter, is trying to set some bait and some traps out there, whether it can even work or not. But your thoughts on the comments from the owner of the Colts?
Well, you know, I saw the comments, and to be honest with you, I thought it was a bit of a cheap shot. And, you know, to me, in my opinion, they were disappointed and inappropriate. I mean, you know, Peyton would never say anything. He's too classy to do that. But, you know, they sounded a little ungrateful and unappreciative to me for a guy that's, you know, set a standard, you know, won a Super Bowl, won division titles, you know, won four MVP awards, and, you know, I'd be thankful with that one Super Bowl ring because there's a lot of people that don't have one.
Yeah, and he also built the stadium, if you really think about it. Without Peyton, there was no stadium going up.
Well, I think anytime, you know, you're able to get that done as an organization, there's got to be great, you know, commitment from your city, your fans. And, you know, I know at least the feedback I've gotten, I don't live in Indy, but you know, we do spend some time there during the combine every year. And, you know, he did a lot of great things in that community and for that organization.
No doubt. Joined right now by the head coach of the Denver Broncos, John Fox, as he prepares his team to go into Lucas Oil Stadium against the Indianapolis Colts. And Coach, I guess you're right. I mean, he is too classy of an individual. And you look at Peyton Manning, you think of all the things he's done for the Indianapolis Colts. You know, have you been in a situation before like this in the past where a player, you know, goes back, plays his former team? Maybe you got to address the emotional side of it with Peyton Manning. Maybe just touch on how strong he is as a QB.
Well, I mean, he's the most prepared player I think I've ever been around. I mean, he's a guy that raises all boats down that locker room. You know, nobody cares more about winning than Peyton Manning. And, you know, I think his teammates feel that. And it doesn't even just mean offense. I'm talking about offense, defense, kicking game, you know, everybody down there. And, you know, so he's going to stay focused. He's not going to, you know, get involved in the circus. And all his focus will be on the preparation that's going to take us to beat the Indianapolis Colts.